love to sing my knapsack on my back.
Sing it out.
Valerie, Valera, Valerie, Valera.
Tally-ho! Another trophy for the wall!
Oh, jolly good. We've been in Africa for only 3 hours and already we've killed a bloody zebra and a magnificent gazelle.
And who can forget that gigantic elephant I just bagged?
Now, wait a minute, Chatsworth. There were too many trees to tell what you shot. How the devil do you know it was an elephant?
Elementary, my dear Nelson. I could smell the peanuts on his breath.
Wait a minute. What's that mysterious fog coming through the bushes?
It's hard to tell, but there appears to be a hideous creature coming through the murky mist. Good God, I'll take care of her. One bullet to the head, then we'll know she's dead.
Wait! Let's not get too hasty. Who are you, strange woman?
My name is Shaka. Daughter of the earth and protector of all defenseless animals.
Well, it's a great pleasure to meet you. My name is Nelson. This is my dearmost friend, Chatsworth.
So, it was you who killed these innocent animals who now lie dead on the jungle floor.
And all with only one shot to the head each, if you can believe that.
For every action that you commit, either good or bad, there will be a corresponding reaction in the future. Called the Law of Karma.
Never heard of it.
Ignorance is no excuse. Since you have killed these poor animals, you must surely suffer the consequences.
Are you suggesting that we be punished?
With all due respect, my lady, we are British citizens. In our country, we are not punished. We merely pay fines. I figure, 400 quid ought to cover the damage on our end.
Bravo! To whom shall I make out the check?
You cannot be serious.
All right, then. You don't take checks. Do you accept Visa or MasterCard?
Enough! It is quite apparent that I have not made myself crystal clear concerning the laws of karma. Cruel hunter man, you have taken great pride in shooting that poor gazelle. And you, arrogant one, expecting a trophy on the wall for killing that defenseless zebra. What if you suddenly became the hunted?
Now hold on, you can't threaten me. I taught the crocodile hunter everything he knows. Why, I've wrestled rhinos and hungry lions. Well, actually, it was a crippled lion, but I'm digressing now. Why, the only thing that frightens me is... That thing right there!
Oh, somebody please!
Coco! Enough.
Shaka, why did you do that? To scare the wits out of us like that?
I'll say. Remind me never to eat Cocoa Puffs again.
I wanted you to witness firsthand the dark future that awaits the cruel killers of animals. For every animal that you kill, you will have to take birth and be killed yourself.
Us killed? So what you're speaking of then is reincarnation.
Strange, I've never taken reincarnation seriously, but it all makes perfect sense now.
Consider yourselves the lucky ones, human hunters. Most animal killers never realize their fates until after their deaths.
Oh, rubbish! All this bloody nonsense about karma. Poppycock, I say. There is no such law. And even if there were, laws are meant to be broken. I mean, just look at your average traffic citation department, if you will.
Well, I, for one, do believe in these laws of karma. Therefore, I promise never to hunt again.
Hunter, you are most intelligent.
From this day forward, I vow to shun violence against all animals of this planet.
Whoa, Dudley Do Right, getting a little out there, aren't you?
You have learned your lesson well, Hunter Man.
Nelson, don't let this savvy animal liver intimidate you. Let me handle this. Hey, I wasn't through hatching my diabolical plan yet.
I'm glad to see humans finally discovering the error of their ways.
Yes, thank you so much for this enlightening experience.
Indeed. Oh, look at the time. We really must be shivving along now, Shaka dear. Our hotel is having a wildebeest barbecue this evening.
I'm famished. Why, I'm so hungry I could eat a gorilla.
Not so fast. That is not what I meant. I'm afraid that it doesn't just end there.
Whatever are you talking about? We've complied with your laws of karma, haven't we?
Indeed. And your hairy goon there stole my rifle.
If you are truly sincere in your resolve, you must not only stop killing animals, but you must also stop eating their flesh.
What did you say?
She said we can no longer eat the flesh of no longer eat their flesh. Good God, woman, have you gone mad?
Are you off your trolley? That is the most insane proposal that I have ever heard.
Shaka, surely you can't be seriously proposing that we become vegetarian.
Egad!
You have a problem with this?
Most certainly we have a problem. We are carnivores.
And we eat meat, too.
We will simply shrivel up and starve if we don't have flesh.
Abso-bloody-lutely.
Shrivel up and starve? Coco! Coco, a powerful gorilla, eats only leaves and fruits. Look at him! My old friend Gajendra, an African bull elephant, weighs 13,000 pounds. He carries logs weighing a ton, but he eats only grass, branches, and tree bark.
Well, bully for him!
Shaka, unlike these animals, we've eaten meat since our birth. To change our habit now would certainly spell catastrophe.
And if you've ever tried to spell the word catastrophe, then you know how serious this is.
We will simply not do it, will we, Chatsworth?
Here, here.
There, there.
There, there?
There, there.
What the devil are you babbling about, Nelson?
What on earth is happening?
Bob!
The animals of this habitat have learned of your decision. Behold!
Great Scott! It looks like an animal court!
Why is everyone bowing to her?
Yes, Shaka, I thought you were the queen of the jungle.
She is Princess Katina, the ruler over all animals.
Will this court come to order?
Your Majesty, these two hunters standing before you are accused of killing three of your subjects.
Excuse me, Shaka, but did you say only three?
Why, yes, Your Majesty.
According to these papers, it's a lot more than just three.
That's impossible. Why, we've only been in Africa less than a day.
We came to hunt straight from the airport this morning.
You nitwit. Admit nothing. I'll handle this, Your Excellency. There must be some mistake.
Yes, steak, precisely. Sirloin steak, prime rib, veal, chicken, lamb. Hundreds and thousands of animals you have consumed during your lifetimes. How do the defendants plead?
With all my heart, please don't kill us.
Get up, you shivering coward. Surely you can't be serious. Why, we didn't kill those other animals. The butchers did it.
Yes, the butchers. They're the ones you want.
Silence! You are all co-conspirators.
Co-conspirators?
Yes. First, there is the person who raises the animal.
Guilty.
Then the one who kills it.
Guilty.
The shipper.
Guilty.
The one who sells the meat.
Guilty.
The one who cooks the flesh.
Guilty.
And finally, the one who eats the animal.
Guilty.
All are just as guilty.
Do the accused have anything to say before you are sentenced?
Yes. Where's Johnny Cochran when you need him?
Shaka, please give your closing statements.
Closing statements? But this trial's just begun.
Oh, it's later than you think, Hunter Man.
Nelson's right. Just what sort of slipshod court system are you running here anyway?
Although you humans are undoubtedly guilty of all charges, in all fairness, I shall allow you the opportunity to clear yourselves. After the prosecution presents her case.
Thank you, Your Majesty. I would like to enter prosecution's Exhibit A.
Why, these are bullets!
Yes, bullets taken from the bodies of the three victims.
I never saw those bloody bullets before in my life.
Animals of the jury, ballistics from crime scene investigators have proven that those bullets were fired from these rifles, which belong to the accused.
I don't see what all the commotion is about. Animals don't have souls anyway.
Order in the court. You animals are acting just like a bunch of humans.
Well, you animals don't have souls.
Chatsworth's right. Then what is the harm if we kill some of you?
This may come as quite a shock to you, human hunters, but animals do have souls.
Impossible. Prove it if you dare.
Yes, we demand to hear the evidence that any beast of this earth has a soul.
You demand proof? Very well. Consider this. The animal eats, you eat.
Well, if you must get technical, I suppose that's one similarity.
The animal sleeps, you sleep. The animal defends in its own primitive way, and you drop bombs and...
Well, that may be true, however...
The animals mate to have children, you mate to have children.
Obviously, you've never been to Venice Beach.
If the animal's body is cut, there is blood and it feels pain. If your body is cut, you feel pain. The animals are conscious and you are conscious. With all of these similarities, how could you deny the presence of the soul in animals?
But we human beings are on a higher platform than the animals.
And what is that higher platform? Herbivore animals eat grass, and you eat meat from huge modern slaughterhouses full of ghastly machines.
Kill them! Kill them! Kill them!
Order in the court!
This court has failed to realize that only human beings can search out the meaning of life.
Then search out why you believe there is no soul within the animal body.
Why? I'll tell you why. Because the animal bodies are so different and strange and gross and they stink.
Does that give you the right to kill them? And take the chance of suffering the reaction.
Now, doesn't that take the biscuit? We're back to her flapping about karma.
But our parents trained us up to eat meat.
Then where are your sharp claws and long fangs for ripping apart flesh?
We do have claws and fangs. They're called forks and knives back where we come from.
Then why is your stomach acid 20 times less powerful than carnivore acids? Powerful acids are necessary to digest rotting meat.
Ever heard of Pepto-Bismol?
I don't see why everyone is in such a tizzy. I happen to eat only free-range animals anyway.
What is this free-range?
Mel Hunter, kindly explain.
With pleasure. You see, it's really rather quite simple. The animal is allowed to roam free on the range for its entire life. No cramped-up pens or cruel living conditions.
Except, of course, if the animal lives in New Jersey, or Liverpool for that matter.
But in the end, you still kill the animal, correct?
Of course he kills it. He's a human being after all, not a humanitarian.
I've heard enough. This court finds the defendants guilty as charged. I sentence you to death.
Death?
Execution by firing squad.
You barbarians! How dare you kill us with our own rifles?
Now, hold on just a minute, Your Majesty. At least be decent enough to grant two dying men their last request.
Very well. You who are about to die, state your request.
Oh, thank you. I would like to call my wife and tell her that I still love her.
And what about you?
Any chance of getting a ham on rye with some mayo, mustard, and a pickle?
Silence! You've wasted enough of my time. Chief Fortunata!
Andamano! Asamio!
Wait! Your Majesty! If we kill them, then we are acting no better than the humans.
Shaka, I understand your concern, but the law is the law.
With all due respect, violence begets violence. If it does not end now, then when will it ever end?
How is it that you, the prosecutor, suddenly speaks on behalf of these hunters?
I am just sick of all the killing.
Very well. I will release the prisoners on one condition, and one condition only.
Uh-oh, I was afraid of this. Here comes the condition.
That these two promise to cease all violence to animals, which includes not eating them, and relay the message to all other humankind.
Oh, we promise, Your Highness.
Absolutely promise, Your Majesty.
Or else there will be severe consequences. Now go.
Thank you, O noble princess. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
I said go.
Farewell, Shaka. Thank you for saving our lives.
Be true to your vow, O former hunters.
Ooh, that was a bloody close call, and I do mean bloody.
Well, I guess it's on to the hotel restaurant and eat a meal of fresh vegetables.
A meal of fresh vegetables. I'd love it. Okay, Nellie, you can cut the act now. Shaka the Jungle Tricks is gone. You can relax.
Oh, I'm serious, Chatsworth. Shaka is correct. Animals have a right to life, too.
Suit yourself.
Well, where are you going? Aren't you coming back with me to the hotel?
And months on rabbit food. Yes, right. I don't think so. I want something a little more succulent and preferably with a little blood on it.
But what about our promise?
Promise? What Peter Pan fairyland are you living in?
Chatsworth, what is this idea that we should eat other living things running around on four legs? That we should raise them just for killing them? Mark my words, there will come a time when civilized people will look back in horror on our generation and regard us the way we regard the cannibals.
Well, then, I guess this is where our paths part. Come to Papa, you mouth-watering, succulent varmint, whatever you are. I promise, when I kill you, it will be quick and... painless.
Tally-ho! Another trophy for the wall. Oh, no. I've killed a human.
And thus it is so that to the end of history, murder shall breed murder until humans grow tired of blood and close, locking for the final time the doors of the last slaughterhouse.